ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके।
प्रश्न नंबर 67। तोये समाहनै श्रद्धे दिव्य गंधानुलेपनै धूपे दीपै सुरभिः राजक्षता फलाङ्कुरहे सवनै जय शब्दैश्च तद्वीर्य महिमाङ्गितैः नृत्य वादित्र गीतश्च शङ्ख दुन्दुभिः निःस्वनैः। Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. They worship the Lord by offering fragrant flowers, water, padya and argya, sandalwood pulp and aguru pulp, incense, lamps, fused rice, unbroken grains, fruits, roots and sprouts. While so doing, they offered prayers indicating the glorious activities of the Lord and shouted, Jaya, Jaya. They also danced, played instruments, sang, sounded conchs, and beat kettle drums. And in this way, they were worshipping the Lord. Text number 8. Yambavan Riksha Rajastu Peri Shabde Mano Java विजयां दिक्षु सर्वास्तु महोत्सवं अघोषयद। Translation: Yambavan, king of the bears, also joined the ceremony, sounding his bugle in all directions. He declared a great festival for Lord Vamanadeva's victory. Text number 9. Mahim sarvam hridam drishva त्रिपद व्याज यान्यया ऊजु स्वभर्तृ असुरा दीक्षितस्यात्यमर्षसि विदाः। When the demonic followers of Maharaj Beli saw that their master, who had been determined in performing sacrifices, had lost all his possessions to Vamanadeva, who had taken them away on the plea of begging the 3 paces of land, they were very angry and spoke as follows: Navayam Brahma Bandur Brahma Bandur Vishnu Maya Vinam Varaha Dujarupa Pradichanno Deva Karyam Chigishadi. This Vamana is certainly not a Brahmana, but the best of the Chitis. Lord Vishnu, assuming the form of the Brahmana, he has covered his own form and thus he is working for the interest of the demigods. 11. Anena yajamanena satruna vayavatu vadurupina sarvasvam kritam vartru nesta dandasya barhishi. Our Lord Veli Maharaja, because of his position in performing the yajna, has given up the power to punish. taking advantage of this, our eternal enemy, Vishnu, dressed in the form of a brahmachari bhaga, has taken away all his possessions.
Satya vatsasya satatam dikshidasya visheshataha nanrutam vasitam satyam brahmanyasya dayavata.
Our Lord Beli Maharaja is always fixed in truthfulness, and this is especially so at present, since he has been initiated into performing a sacrifice. He is always kind and merciful towards the Brahmanas, and he cannot at any time speak lies. Verse number 13.
Tasmadasya vado dharmo partru shusrushanam janaha ityayudhani jahruhur bale anuchari suraha.
Therefore, it is our duty to kill this Vamanadeva, Lord Vishnu. It is our religious principle that the way to serve our master. After making this decision, the demonic followers of Maharaja Beli took up their various weapons with a view to killing Vamanadeva.
Te sarve vamanam hantum shula patisha panayaha anichando bele rajan pradravana jada manyasvaha.
O king, the demons, aggravated by their usual anger, took their lances and trident in hand, and against the will of Beli Maharaja, they pushed forward to kill Lord Vamanadeva.
15. Tanabhi dravado drishva dijidani kapanirpa prahasyanuchara vishno pratyasetana udayuta.
O king, when the associates of Lord Vishnu saw the soldiers of demons coming towards forward in violence, they smiled. Taking up their weapons, they forbade the demons to continue their attempt.
16-17. Nanda sunando dhayayo vijaya pravalo balaha kumuda kumuda kshasya vishasena patatrirata jayanda sudadevasya pushpadando dhasatvadaha sarve nagayuta pranat.
Nanda, Sunanda, Jaya, Vijaya, Prabala, Bala, Kumuda, Kumudaksha, Vishasena, Padithridada, Garuda, Jayanda, Srutadeva, Pushpadanda and Satvada were all associates of Lord Vishnu. They were all powerful as 10,000 elephants, and now they began killing the soldiers of the demons.
Anyamanam swagan vishwa purushanu charir belihi varayamasa samradhan kavya chapam manusmaran.
When Beli Maharaja saw that his own soldiers were being killed by the associates of Lord Vishnu, he remembered the curse of Shukracharya and forbade his soldiers to continue fighting.
He viprajite raho ene me suyatam vachagam mayuddada nivartadvam nanaha kaloyam arthakritam.
O viprajiti, O Rahu, O Nemi, please hear my words. Don't fight. Stop immediately, for the present time is not in favor, our favor.
Yaha prabhu sarvabhudanam sukha dukkopa pattaye tam nadi vattidum deitya paurushairishwara puman.
O deitya, by human efforts no one can supersede the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bring happiness and distress to all living entities. Yono Vavaya Pragasit Abhavaya Deva Ushadam Saeva Bhagavanadya Vattadeta Tripariyam. The supreme time factor which represents the supreme person was previously in our favor and not in favor of the demigods. But now that same time factor is against us. 22. Belena sajivai buddhya durgait mantraushata divihi samadibir upayeshya kalam natye divai punaha janaha. No one can surpass the time representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by material power, by the counsel of the ministers, by intelligence, by diplomacy, by fortress, by mystic mantras, by drugs, by herbs, or by any other means. I will recite text number 23. Bhavabdi nirjida hi yeti bhusho anuchara arehe devena athais ta evadya yuthi jitva nandanti naha bhavabde nijidaihe de bhusho anuchara hare devena athaicha evadya yuthi jitva nadandinaha bhavabde nijidahe de bhusho anuchara hare devena athaicha evadya yuthi jitva nadandinaha bhavabde nijidahe de bhavisho nu charahare devendratasya evadya yudhi jitvana dandinaha. Bhavabdi, by all of you demons, Nirjita have been defeated. He, indeed, yete, all these soldiers of the demigods, Bhagushaka, in great number, Anucharaha, followers, Harehe, of Lord Vishnu, Devena, by providence, Vithaihi, whose opulence was increased, they, the demigods, Eva, indeed, Adya, today, Yudhi, in the fight, Jitva, defeating, Nadanti, are vibrating in jubilation. Naha us. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Previously being empowered by providence, you defeated a great number of such followers of Lord Vishnu. But today, those same followers, having defeated us, are roaring in jubilation like lions. Can you repeat translation? Previously being empowered by providence, you defeated a great number of such followers of Lord Vishnu. But today, those same followers, having defeated us, are roaring in jubilation like lions. Purport. Bhagavad Gita mentions five causes of defeat or victory. Of these five, Deva, providence, is the most powerful. Nacha Deva Param Balam. Beli Maharaja knew the secret of how he had formerly been victorious because providence was in his favor. Now, since that time, since that same providence was not in his favor, there was no possibility of his victory. Thus, he very intelligently forbade his associates to fight. Thus, and a purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Jnana Salagaya Chachurun Milidam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Mugangaro Divachalam Bangum Langaya Degirim Vikrapadamaham Mande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Govindaya Namo Namaha Namaha Pankajanabhaya Namaha Pankajamalini Namaha Pankajanetraya Namaste Pankajangraye Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, we are in the session of Srimad Bhagavatam. This wonderful session of Vamana Avatara. Katha is going on. This is one of the very important incarnation, Avatara of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. As He promised actually in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashaya Chatushkritam Dharma Samsthapanardaya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge Sambhavami Yuge Yuge Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. So Paritranaya Sadhunam, we want to take care of His devotees actually. Devotees means who are following the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. So that is His mission, Bhagavan. Actually, in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Narada Muni is glorifying Brahmaji, one day he went to Brahmaji and he told, "My dear father, actually I think you are the supreme. Because you are only taking care of all these creations. You can do whatever you want, you know, actually. I am saying myself." So he flattered him, and then Brahmaji actually scolded him. He said, "Son, what is wrong with you today actually? Don't you know that I am only Nimitta Matra, I am only a cause. He is a cause of cause actually, is the supreme, there is somebody else above me, you must understand." Then Brahmaji went into ecstasy and he started speaking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is telling Narada, you know everything actually, but you are asking this question for Adit. Nobody should misunderstand. So the complete chapter actually, he is keep on telling Purusha Sukta confirm. And finally he came to actually to how to please that Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes. And he started narrating actually the incarnation of the Lord. Avatara, this avatara, different avataras. And finally he is telling actually, my dear son, go and tell everyone in the age of Kali Yuga what they are supposed to do. He is actually, Isya avatara katha sunvandi gayanti. This is only solution actually to get perfection, to purify themselves, their existence, to understand their dharma. One should keep on glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hear about it. So Bhagavadam is also telling, Pibada Pibada Bhagavadam Rasamalayam. You drink Srimad Bhagavatam. Or A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, actually, when he left India, when he went to America, so there was a video actually I was saying, before going he is packing, his trunk is packed with the first count of Srimad Bhagavatam. That was his weapon actually. So first count of Srimad Bhagavatam contains everything, Bhagavad Dharma and everything is discussed by Suta Goswami. So like that, so today we got an opportunity actually to discuss actually the important avatara of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. How he is acting, different people were, you know, interpreting in different way. Krishna is a cheater, Vamadeva was really cheating, he was small and he promised three steps of his small size, but he became big and things like that. So when we realize actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead Bhagavan, what is his relation with the living entity in this material world, he wants actually to affiliate everyone, each and everyone. According to one's own karma, every life actually is getting some promotion because he has not come to the perfection. Something he understood, just like now also the Kali Yuga, so much propagation is done about Harinam Sanjeevanam, Bhagavatam and everything. How many people are serious about it? They don't want to listen. Other day I was sitting in the guest house, one room, somebody came to see one guest. So I asked him actually, it is noon time, did you take the darshan of the Lord here? So before coming here? Because I meant actually this temple is going to close actually. You know. He said, no, I don't go. I don't go for darshan. Because he isn't doing, came to the premises, he is not able to see that midday aarti, which is so important, glorified, midday aarti is so important. So I had a few discussions actually, he had so many questions. He says, your people, you know, why your devotees are suffering? Why your devotees have become sick and, you know, so many problems? You answer me this question first, then I will go. So this is the mentality, because they are not near to that self-realization. They don't know what is happening actually. They are ready to suffer continuously. When I asked him his own personal difficulties, he is actually full of difficulties. Still he is not ready to come, even though came to this premises to have darshan of the Lord. But that mercy of the Lord is required. What I mean actually, Bhagavan actually is helping. Somehow he came here. Okay? Somebody met him and told him. Okay. He told me, okay, before 1 o'clock I will go and I will have darshan. He agreed. And he said he will chant Hare Krishna. So it is our duty. Bhagavan actually he wants to uplift everyone. And somebody is eligible for liberation.
somebody is, you know, Krishna in the Bhagavad Bhagavadamrita, he is telling, the Lord is telling actually to Gopakumar, that I was waiting for you. Many janma you took it actually. Every janma I was thinking that you will turn towards me. But you never looked at me at all. But this life at least, you know, got a chance actually to come here. Because you got a mantra from your guru, that guru is none other than me. Because I decided to bring you back, so I myself came. There is no other way. So here actually the point is Krishna, he can do anything. Rules and regulations are not applicable to him. He is beyond all these things actually. When we realize the Supreme Lord, we will understand actually he cannot be questioned of his activities. He decided to take actually Bali Maharaj to back. Stop it. After all, he is actually a devotee. And what is the greatest glorification is, the importance is, Bali Maharaj is the grandson of Prahlad Maharaj. He cannot kill him and he cannot put into, you know, fight with him and, you know, do something on him because he has already promised him. You are 21 generation this side and this side, they will all get moksha, you know, they will all be liberated. Somehow or other it is to be implemented, he understood actually. Bhagavan is always, he is thinking about it, then only it is. So as devotees he should understand, he was not cheating actually. There was no other way for Bali Maharaj make him to do surrender. One cannot go back home, back to Godhead, unless one surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tam sarva bhavebhyo mokshayishyami masujaha. So he created that atmosphere, otherwise it is very easy. He did not take the brahmana form or anything like that. Immediately he can, you know, just fight with him or send somebody and fight with him and finish him. Because he is a devotee, he is giving respect to him actually. Okay. Make him understand. I am there in your heart. And the devotee, they realize that Krishna is in my heart. So Krishna will help. Definitely. If it is not realized, no, where is Krishna? Where is your Lord now? Once he is told, actually, Hiranyakashipu is told, in the Bhagavad Gita it is mentioned that this Vishnu is afraid of me. And I feel he is hiding in the heart of everyone. So that I will not kill him, you know, he will not come out. That is the demonic nature. So here, very intelligently, you know, he has created that atmosphere that he has to take that brahmana form to make him to promise because he is strong with the brahmanas. His woe and everything, whatever he decided. So he make him to promise, okay, strip. Now after he realized, Bali Maharaj realized, he is not complaining to him. Hey, why did you become so big? And your feet is very big. I am not going to agree with this. Even I will go to the law court. He did not say anything because now he is telling actually he is Lord Vishnu. He is Lord Vishnu. And I was reading in some Puranas, the Prahlad Maharaj is speaking to Bali Maharaj. He is giving him all knowledge actually. Importance of the pilgrimage, importance of the places, what will happen if you go to Dwaraka, what will happen if you go to Vrindavan. So that background is already there with him. Somehow or other he was doing is, he feels that he is born in that particular family, Asura family, he is the leader, so he has to fight with Asura. He was not intending to fight with the Vishnu, no. So Bhagavan very mercifully given the realization to him, and he, even though he made his steps know, complete earthly planets and heavenly planets are measured and finished. That is seeing which you are saying now. He is finished and is looking at him. So his soldiers actually, they became very much angry. And they wanted to take care of actually the Bali Maharaj. So they wanted to kill him. So Prabhupada said actually, in the age of Kali, in previous ages, we could see when the demigods appeared, they appeared in this earthly planet. Many people could see, even the Supreme Lord also appeared. But now we cannot see anybody. Very difficult, maybe very rare people may be saying it. Why? Because the Kali Yuga, people are of having the mentality, if they see God, somebody said, if I see God, I will kill him. I will throw a stone on him. So that is the mentality of the people, demonic mentality. So here, the people, they wanted to, the Asuras, demons, their soldiers, they wanted to kill Vamanadeva. Let us kill him, actually. He cheated, he number one cheater. Now we know what is going to happen, they know what is going to happen, because he is breaking his promise, so he is to be punished. And Bali Maharaj will accept the punishment also. He is such a dayalu, he is such a gentleman. Somewhere I was reading that Bali Maharaj, when he was ruling this planet, people were very, very happy. You know, they were very, very happy, and all justice was going on, even no calamities. Everybody was so happy that particular time he was ruling. That means he was Vaishnava, he was in Krishna consciousness, he was ruling, he was taking care. So Bhagavan, he arranged actually, if it is our last life, sometimes some devotees are suffering, then we say, he is clearing his account. This is his last life. So whatever his karmic reactions are there, it is coming and going, finished. No more suffering for him. That is a fact actually. So Krishna wants to take somebody, want to finish somebody, he will not keep any balance for him in the account. Everything will be finished. And make him to surrender. He will make the... Sometimes he gives such a pain. Many devotees actually in ISKCON, the great famous devotees, when you ask them, they came and surrendered to Krishna here because of what happened to their life actually. They realized actually what is this material life. What is going to happen? After realizing all the things, so Prabhupada said, if you understood Krishna consciousness, surrender immediately. Don't keep it for tomorrow, day after tomorrow, something like that. No, I understood, I surrender, finish class. So that is why now he realized it. He is telling actually, please, you don't go and fight his demons. Actually, stop. You know, you want to help me and everything. But the will of the providence actually, everybody has got the time. He understood actually. Earlier they were killing actually all the demons. They were all afraid actually. They were running away. And he used to kill them. Now today, one who is there in front of you may be seeing as a dog, Brahmana. He is Lord Vishnu. He is glorifying him actually. No one can surpass the time representation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by material power, by the council of ministers or by intelligence or diplomacy or fortress or mystic mantras, by drugs or by hearts or by any other means. Krishna is taken, a decision means nobody can correct it, nobody can change it. That is the final verdict. That is why he is giving the final verdict in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma and Paritya. This is my final verdict. Anybody is ready to accept it, that is their material life is finished. They can be eternally, they can reside with me. That is what Krishna wants us. So after coming to this Krishna consciousness, this is what we have to learn actually. We are selected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Chosen from, correct? So those who are sitting here, maybe in India, different states and different languages actually. Is there any platform where all these people of all the states, all the languages will come together? Is there any other mission is there? They will say, he's North Indian, he's from there, something like that. By sender who is there? Krishna is there. He is glorified throughout. So now, nobody can, this is what realization of, even though Beli Maharaj, he was fighting actually Devadas, that is also arranged by the Lord. Even Indira actually, he is not actually, you know, even though he got Indira Padavi, I was just reading in the Bhagavad Bhagavata Amrita, this Gopakumara, he was in the earthly planet, he was in the Jagannath Puri. From Jagannath Puri he was coming to Mathura. On the way, on the shore of Ganga, he saw some sages were sitting in Chile and discussing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. From them he heard there is a place called Swargaloka. Swargaloka, people are long life, there is no old age there is no problem there, they are very happy. So he took it very seriously. He said, and they said, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is available there 24 hours. That is actually what he wanted actually. Always I want to be in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he chanted the mantra, and the aeroplane came, and he immediately went to Swargaloka. When he went to Swargaloka, he was just watching. Indra was actually sitting near Upendra. Upendra is actually Vamandeva. Vamandeva is appeared as the younger brother of Indra, Aditi's son. Upa Indra means actually it is also known as after Indra. Or above Indra, that meaning also comes. He is above Indra. So he is seeing the beautiful form of Vamanadeva, he is sitting on the Garuda, and they said he goes away somewhere sometime to kill the demons and everything, otherwise he is always there. And very heavenly planets, very opulent worship is being done for Vamanadeva. So that also he got attracted to it. He wanted to worship actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his satisfaction. So they arrange all the paraphernalia. We read actually Lord Shiva, Brahma, everybody, when you see Vamanadeva, they collected all the ingredients, paraphernalia, and they wanted to glorify, we wanted to do puja, worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It was going on there. And then he went, he saw actually Vamanadeva sitting there. Immediately the Lord looked at him, covered boy. Then he said, you come. Then he bowed down and he went near to him. Indira and everybody pushed him near to Upendra, Vamanadeva. So he said, you, it's very nice you came here. I'm very happy to see you. You stay here. And he told Indira, Idim, Nandanandana garden, a very good accommodation and all facilities should be given to him. Even he can change his dress. He said, no, I don't want to change the dress. All facilities are given. And he could see, sometime he is going out, sometime he is there, and he thought actually this is a place one should live, because we can be in association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva. But there also, one day he found actually, Lord Indra is missing. Indra is missing, they said, what happened to Indra? He abducted some lady. Some rishi's wife or something, he did it and he ran away and he is absconding from here. See, everything is possible in, even though it is material world, Swargaloka. So then they were searching, actually, there is no Indra. So then he got confused, actually. Gopakumara Kottam, very ninja in how he can make the mistake. Then somehow or other, everybody found that this boy is suitable for Indra Padavi for the time being. So they made him Indra. Then he was not much interested actually in Indra Padavi, he was worshipping the Lord and everything. What I say is that Vamanadeva is still available. He is available for the Indraloka, for Devas, he is available. But still, even though these people, the Lord is with them, but they are doing mistakes. Because this is material world. Material world is like that. Even though we are in Krishna consciousness, Krishna is with us, everything is staying with us, still we commit mistake. Because what happened, that we have not established our relation with Him. What is my relation with Him? When I come and look at the Lord, bow down to Him, is none other than Radhe and Krishna, Radha Rasbhagari, original Radha and Krishna, Radha Shamsundar. They are standing here actually to give me darshan. I am able to bow down in front of Him. I am able to take His remnants. I am able to give some offerings. I am able to do some puja. This bhava bhakti, bhava, when it will come, that relation will come, then will not come any mistake. Now suppose you want to talk something in front of the Lord, what you will say? Let us go. Let us go out and, you know, I want to talk to you something, not here. Why? We know that Lord is sitting here, so I should not be doing anything. So like that, this Vamandeva avatar is so important actually. One should glorify the Supreme Personality of God actually, in the form of songs, in form of katha, how great He is and things like that. So even our Ashtapati, and also Dashavatara song, is also glorified. Vamandeva is glorified.
Chalayasi Vikramane Gopala Krishna Velimadbhuda Vamana Padanaganira Janita Janapavana Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Mukunda Jaya Jagadisha Hare.
At least this you can repeat.
Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Mukunda Jaya Jagadisha Hare. Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Hare Mukunda Jaya Jagadisha Hare.
So it is glorified. Even in the last sloga also, there is mentioned about glorification of Vamana Deva.
Vedanuttaradem Jagandivahadem Pugolamulbhipruteyem Deityam dharayadem Belim chalayadem Kshetrakshayam kurvateyem.
So here also is glorifying the Vamana Deva. So as the, even the demigods are doing, everybody is doing, our duty is actually, in the, they are, even all assembled devotees, they were telling, you know, actually,
Jaya, 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 Jeho, Jeho, Jeho.
Our Supreme Personality, what become victorious? He measured the whole planet, evolved two planets into two steps. Now he is waiting, come on, now tell me, what should I do? Because his devotee understood actually, we are going to enjoy the rest of the slogas, how he is surrendering and actually how the Lord is so merciful. He is not cruel. He is not cruel at all. Finally, how he is keeping him, with him. So So somebody goes to him, realize him and serve him, and he will definitely keep us with him. So I was just reading, Prabhupada said actually those who are doing pure devotional service, when they will go back home, back to Godhead, that devotee is given the personal service of Krishna. Just like Uddhava, the devotee is very close. He will give personal service. That is what actually even just like Beli Maharaj, Vritrasura is also glorifying the Supreme Personality of God. He is Asura, he was fighting with Indra, but on the battlefield itself he is giving his realization to Indra. He is advising Indra, hey, you are close to me, you don't know anything about me. Just listen to me. I know better. I am going to die. Definitely I am going to die. You can kill me also. Because when Indra was going, he was afraid. He met his Vamandeva, he met the Supreme Lord. And he said, hey Indra, you don't worry. You go ahead. You will be able to kill him. Because he is my devotee. He is my devotee. He will allow you to kill me like that. So, he is actually the last two slogans. Very important slogans actually is telling. Ajada bhakshaiva mataram kaga sainyam yatha vastara chudariha priyam priyeva vyushitam vishanna manoravindash didikshata tvam. O lotus eyed Lord, a baby birds that have not yet developed their wings always look forward their mother to return and feed them. As small calves tied with the ropes await anxiously the time of milking, when they will be allowed to drink the milk of their mothers, or as morose wife whose husband is away from home always longs for him to return and satisfy her in all respect, I always yearn for the opportunity to render direct service unto you. Even though he is a Dhamman, he was actually a previous Dhamma, he was a devotee. He is telling that I am angering for it. Small bird is now having the wings. Waiting for the mother to come and bring something and feed. Waiting when he will come, when the mother will come. Small calf is tied. When they will untie me, I want to drink the milk of my mother. Or some husband is away from so long from home, and the wife is waiting when he will come back, and they have to do so many things in the house. More than that, I am hungering you, my dear Lord, I want to do your direct seva. When I will get, every moment, I don't mind Indra kill me or Vajra kill me, whatever may be happen. But I want to remember you, my dear Lord. The final sloga is telling, Mamotama sloga janeshu sakyam samsara jakre brahmata swakarmati tvanmayayatma jadara grigeshu asakta chittasyana natha bhuyada. Further is telling, oh my Lord, my Master, I am wandering throughout this material world as a result of my fruitive activities. I know why I am suffering in this material world. Therefore, I simply seek friendship in the association of your pious and enlightened devotees. Satsanga. My attachment is to my body, wife, children and home is continuing by the spell of your external energy. But I wish to be attached to them no longer. Let my mind, my consciousness and everything I have be attached only to you. This is the prayer. Of course, Bhagavatam says the prayers will work. So it worked for him actually. He went back home, back to Godhead. So all these things are known to us. We have to put in a poetic way every day, just like our songs, Vaishnava songs are actually all prayers. Different devotees have written sincerely, asking Krishna, why like this? So finally they say that, I want to be your associate, I want to come back to you and serve you, my dear Lord. So this, after understanding it, our duty is actually to give this knowledge to everyone. So Prabhupada is telling, actually Bharat Bhumi is the Bhumi of rishis and great devotees. And they were all doing tapasya. This is a tapasya bhumi. In the tapasya bhumi, one tried to advance in material life, he will not be successful at all, he will not be happy at all. So having come to this morning Bharat Bhumi, one should do some tapasya to understand the Vedic literature, contents of it, understand it and practice it and give to others. Then only we are doing our dharma. Janma sartakara karo parobhagara. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vamadeva Bhagavani ki.